The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The shocking news of an arrest warrant for Michael Jackson has left us all just a little bit, maybe a little bit breathless. Michael Jackson was sued by a young man's family back in 93 for an allegation of sexual abuse. This is a criminal charge now. And Dr. James Sadler joins us to talk about Michael Jackson, just an increasingly strange man, odd behavior. I don't think entertainment's ever seen the likes of someone like this. What motivates this guy? And I don't know, I don't want to say the guy's guilty, but I guess we all sort of like want, I guess we all want to believe it, don't we?
Well, Phil, I can tell you I don't want to believe it.
Well, when I say want to believe it, I sense that we all need a resolution to this man, Michael Jackson. There has to be some finishing. This guy is...
Let me interrupt you, Phil. I think I sense the frustration. Michael Jackson, let's understand, was himself abused as a child. Before you want to throw rocks at a man and his behavior, understand that he was himself abused as a child. He had to deal with racism. That's nothing that you've had to deal with or most white people. Michael Jackson had to deal with racism, the jealousy of other performers, his understandable desire to alter his appearance so he could be accepted in the white world, because he knew unless he altered his appearance to be somewhat like a white man, there would never be 100% acceptance in the world of entertainment. The fact that he was left by two wives who betrayed him. Naturally, a man like this will surround himself with the only real friends that understood him, those are children. Children understood Michael Jackson more than anything, Phil.
This man has been criminally charged with the molestation. He is alleged to have betrayed the so-called very people that you're talking about, the people that...
But Phil, let's keep it right...
No, but these are the people that he supposedly cares so much about.
In his mind, he didn't molest anyone. Let's understand that in the mind of Michael Jackson, he was showing great friendship and care for these children. You see, we sit here in the world of adults, and we're ready to cast our stones. But Michael, in his world, truly believes that what he did with the children was good and right. And there's something that's admirable about that in a world that is so hateful.
Do you believe that somehow he should be treated differently? You know, that perhaps he shouldn't be charged as the result of all of this? Are you saying that he's somehow above the run-of-the-mill possible alleged child molester?
When you put everything together in this man's life, his own abuse as a child, the fact that he had to lighten his skin to satisfy the paparazzi, and these two wives of very dubious origin, and his belief that he was caring for these children and not hurting them. Remember, Michael, in his mind, believes he was helping these children, not hurting them. I believe he deserves...
Isn't it time this man goes to jail?
I don't think so.
What do you think he needs?
I think he deserves one more chance to try and work through this. Just one more chance.
But he had a chance in 94 or 93. Now he's got this.
I understand that.
Now he has, and this is a criminal charge.
One more chance. Just one more, but only one more. I know he's had two others, but I think one more, and then he can go to jail. But I think we need to understand this is a man who has been tortured, forced to look like a white man, hated by adults because he's so talented. The only friends he could have would be children. And in his mind, he's not molesting them. In his mind, he's being good to them. Now, this man shouldn't go to jail for something he doesn't know is bad. Remember that we have to talk about, do you think it's bad? If you don't think it's bad, then you can't go to jail for it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about the shocking news concerning Michael Jackson, the performer. There's an arrest warrant out for him. These are the Santa Barbara County authorities in Santa Barbara, California. There is, at this point, Mr. Jackson's been given an opportunity to surrender himself, according to Santa Barbara Sheriff. We're currently working on Mr. Jackson's surrender with his legal representation. And the child, it's multiple counts of molesting a child, is what we're talking about. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about this, 1-800-449-8686. You believe that Michael Jackson deserves another chance because in his mind he wasn't doing anything bad to these kids, and he himself has been brutalized.
Absolutely. When you put it all together, Phil, I believe he should get one more chance to try and get it right. Talk to him, tell him that you really I don't think anyone's ever explained to him fully. And I recognize, of course, everyone knows child molestation is bad and that it's against the law. But I don't think anyone has really said to him simply, in very simple words, you shouldn't have sex with a child. Why not just say that very simply to him? Instead of saying, you pervert, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. I understand that you don't think you're hurting them, Michael, I would say to him, but remember, you're dealing with a man-child here. You can't talk to him the way you do other men. Be gentle with him. But there's another side to this. And
be gentle. So you're saying someone needs to explain to him that molesting children is...
I believe so, because, again, you're dealing with an individual who is not like the rest of us. He comes from a completely different world in many ways. You have to approach him very gently. Because, as I always said, there's another side of this. And I don't want to scare you, but if you push someone like Michael Jackson too much, because of this dynamic, they could snap. And now we're talking about serious physical harm to a police officer or another inmate or a prison guard or a member of his own family. Don't push him, because he can hurt someone. And I'm talking about windpipe damage. I'm talking about damage to the eyes. I'm talking about...
Well, wait. Now, you're telling me that Michael Jackson, if told in no uncertain terms he's a child molester, he might go after a prison guard's windpipe?
That is correct, yes, sir. That's why the violence of these people is very well known, but it's often underestimated. Michael Jackson, I think, is an individual who comes from a completely different world than we come from. And the language he speaks is different. It's these people, he looks, look at him, he totally looks different. So you give him one more chance explaining that sex with children is wrong, and then I think you'll see some wonderful changes in Mr. Jackson. And you know, remember, three times a charm, Phil, there's an old saying, three times a charm. And I know it's hard to understand, but Michael Jackson may not quite get what we mean when we say child molestation.
And well, then you explain it to him.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. We need to explain.
Well, wait a minute. This is a 43 to 45. I don't know how old he is. Well, how old is he? 45? Let's see. I was 17. I remember when the bubblegum music came out. I was 17 when the Jackson 5 first hit, and he was 13. He's 4 years older than me, or 4 years younger than me. I'm 51. That guy's 47 if he's a day. Unless he was younger than 13, huh? 45?
So, remember that Michael Jackson is really a child in a man's body.
But he ought to know that child molestation's wrong.
Yes, but no one has explained that to him.
But at the age of 47? All right, 1-800-449-8686. And again, we don't know whether the guy's guilty.
Well, this is something else. You're treating him like a guilty man.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rhonda on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Hi. Yes, I think
ma'am.
That this doctor is an absolute quack. He's out of his mind. Michael Jackson is he's a common criminal. He is no different than any other person that's a child molester or a pedophile.
Of course he's different. He's a man who doesn't know what he's doing is wrong.
Him is excusing his behavior. The fact that he's sexually attracted to young children is not okay.
But in his mind,
it doesn't
it's
matter what his mind is. Every other child molester's mind or pedophile's mind, and their mind, what they're doing is also right and just, but it is not okay.
Rhonda.
And by excusing it and saying that in Michael Jackson's mind,
Rhonda,
makes it okay, and you're almost condoning his behavior.
Rhonda, listen to me, please. I understand your outrage perfectly, but I must tell you that Michael Jackson is not like the rest of us. He doesn't come from the same place we come from. Here's a man who's been forced to turn the very color of his skin white so that,
that was a
people
choice.
Will...
I am an African-American woman, and I have been discriminated against.
You're
and
a vintage...
Michael Jackson, he made a choice. It would be easier for me if my skin was white and my hair was blonde and I had blue eyes. It would be a lot easier for me. I make choices every day.
But
he has made a choice.
In order to be with Elizabeth Taylor, he had to be white. The other thing is...
Are you kidding about that or what? Sammy Davis Jr. was black. He had a...
You're out of your mind.
No.
You're defending this man.
No, I'm not defending.
You're
I'm saying...
using his behavior.
Of course I'm
down
not.
To...
I
we
think,
all,
well,
we
look
all
at the
have
two.
Had a troubled childhood.
You're
okay?
an African-American woman, correct?
Yes, I
all
am.
Right. Then you can understand very well a black man being betrayed by two white trash wives.
Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute.
Whether
what you...
a black man, whatever, doesn't matter. We've all been betrayed, no matter what the color is. We all have our own histories and our own baggage of being discriminated against and treated cruelly.
Well,
the fact of the matter is, Michael Jackson has made these conscious choices, and whether it's ridiculous that he's a 47-year-old man and he doesn't know that it's not okay to have sex with young boys.
Well, I can tell you this: if you press, well, I'd like to make the final point. If you press this man too much and he gets into a prison guard situation, he can take the throat right out of a fellow inmate. That's how much these people can turn.
And
you're saying that Michael,
in any situation, but the fact is, he needs to be behind bars.
Thank you, Rhonda, for your call.
He needs to be off the streets, away from young children.
I
am outraged that you can support him.
I very disagree with you.
All right, hold. Thank you very much, Rhonda. Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us, saying that Michael Jackson's behavior can be understood if we take into consideration the fact that he himself was abused, that he, of course, was the victim of serious racism. So we really have to kind of give him a break there, because most of us are white, and before we start judging him, let's remember that we, as white people, put down black people for a long time. I don't know whether that why that should excuse a man of child molestation. He's also said that he was betrayed by two, quote, white trash wives, and so he surrounded himself with the only people he could trust, children. In his mind, he's not sexually molesting them. In his mind, he's just being friendly with them. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That the American people did to him.
All right, now that's interesting. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. You are accusing the American people of being really the perpetrators of the molestation. If Michael Jackson's guilty...
That is correct.
You say that the American people themselves are just as guilty. Why?
Michael Jackson was forced to retreat into a world of friends and comfort that he knew because of the constant prying into his life by the American people. As such, the American people forced Michael Jackson, if he committed these heinous acts, I think it's very necessary for the American people themselves, for the international fans that Michael Jackson has, to look at themselves and to say, it's possible that I forced this situation. People who are not aware of the dynamic, and again, Michael Jackson is not like us. He has had his face altered. He has had his biochemistry altered to the point where he's much different from the rest of us and may actually respond biochemically differently, you see, which is something else we need to understand. He's like a child with a new puppy when he's with a young child. He doesn't know how to play, so he tries a lot of different ways to play. He didn't know the molestation was wrong, and the American people should be ashamed of themselves for forcing him into fondling a child.
And I think that's an outrageous claim.
Well, Phil, I can tell you, are you a psychiatrist?
No, sir, I am not.
Well, I am, so I don't know where you get...
I just think it's an outrageous claim to say the American people forced Michael Jackson into fondling a kid. First of all, we don't even know if he's guilty.
Well, again, I have to say, are you a doctor?
No, sir, I'm not a doctor.
Well, I'm a doctor, so how are you going to disagree with me when I'm a doctor? And you're not. I have done studies. It's pretty laughable. You want to go toe-to-toe with me? Is that it?
No, sir, I don't want to go toe-to-toe. I defer to your education on the matter, but it's just outrageous to say that I like Michael Jackson's music. Does that mean I had a hand in fondling a kid?
I think so, because of your
That's nuts!
Because of your adulation. No, you didn't call him up and say, Michael, go fondle a kid. But because you're so interested in him, I'm sure you've talked about him on your show, which has heightened the interest in him, which causes the neurotic response, which causes him to neurotically act out. And this neurosis, or this neurotic acting out, is the molestation of the children.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about Michael Jackson, these charges. And again, they are just charges. They're just allegations of child molestation. Dr. Sadler says that Michael Jackson's a man who isn't aware of what he's doing is wrong. He's a man who himself was abused. He's a man who himself has been the object of abuse. And that the paparazzi and the American people, the international stars, his fame has forced him into the molestations. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Montana. Yeah, I read a book a few years back about Elvis Presley, and it was called What Happened, and it talked about Elvis and how he went into a reclusive life.
Exactly.
And the thing is, he went into a reclusive life because,
exactly, yes.
For very much the same reason, possibly. But
of course.
It's a course he took, and in his case, he chose drugs. But you know what? He also had women in his life.
But you can see, Bob, how Michael Jackson can be excused.
Absolutely not.
Well, you just got done saying that you understood Elvis. I don't understand.
Elvis took another perversion.
Well, but, sir, I understand that Elvis was white and Michael's black. But that's no reason to excuse Elvis over Michael Jackson.
I'm not excusing either one of them.
What I'm saying
is that they choose their perversion.
Yes, but you would agree that the American people forced Elvis onto the floor of that bathroom every bit as much as they forced Michael Jackson's hand down the pants of that child. And
wait a minute.
Absolutely not.
Wait a minute.
You're sick.
No, sir.
You're sicker than the rest of them.
No, sir. Didn't you just say to me, as the result of your reading the literature on the subject, that you understood Elvis Presley's reclusion?
Why he became a recluse.
Absolutely.
He became a drug addict.
And I would also say, Dr. Werner Braun has very interesting research on this, the University of Indiana, whereby you find fame can predetermine a perversion. That is, in Michael Jackson's case, a child burns his hand on a stove. Why? Because he doesn't know it's hot. Michael Jackson was inappropriate with a little boy because he doesn't know it's bad. You see? So we can excuse it then. You see, Bob?
No,
Bobby,
you know what?
Bobby, you there?
It would be excusable if he didn't understand that there have been... Is it okay then for all the Catholic priests to do what they've done?
Oh, well, I think it's entirely different than a Catholic priest. It would be absurd to believe that a Catholic priest doesn't know that what he's doing is an absolute perversion, given the fact that he has a role as an officer, if you will, in the Catholic hierarchy as well as in the moral hierarchy. So, no. But Michael Jackson is a black kid that he doesn't know anything, and someone fondled him. The American people fondled him, if you want to know, and now he's turning around, turnaround's fair play. See what I'm saying, Bob?
They could have, if they wanted to do something outside of their guidelines,
no kidding.
He could have had women in his life.
Yeah,
he needed sexual satisfaction.
But the idea that the American people forced his hand down the pants of...
Well, Phil, I believe that the American people need to be culpable here, and that not taking responsibility is not healthy. Bob, are you ready to take responsibility? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
All right, then you're in denial. Thank you. Thanks a lot. All right, well, go ahead and laugh.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The American people forced Michael Jackson into these acts by their fandom. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about Michael. Are you in the operating theater, sir?
I'm just off of an operating theater, Phil, here at St. Luke's Hospital in Altadena, California, where, with good fortune, a very dear friend of mine, Bill Fleming, is going to have a new heart valve, and we're very proud. I was in the operating theater earlier. I talked to Dr. Ryan, who's a cardiologist.
So you're in an operating theater now?
I'm looking at my friend right now, and he's doing very well.
We're getting back to Michael Jackson. You have made a statement. Michael Jackson, if he is guilty of molestation, you can blame the American people as much for those molestations as anything due to their racism against black people and due to the fact that they're pressuring him makes him act out neurotically.
That is correct.
I mean, that's a statement that just absolutely takes the responsibility completely off of him. Does he bear any responsibility at all?
I think Michael Jackson is guilty of trust. I think he's guilty of trusting these little kids that he truly wanted to befriend. He brought them to a beautiful home called Neverland, where they could, and yes, sexual molestation is wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I get the feeling you might think that I'm condoning it.
No, I don't.
I really don't, but I want you to know something. I find it equally reprehensible to bring a young person to take advantage of the hospitality of Michael Jackson. And then when it suits him, if Michael Jackson didn't give him a cheeseburger when he wanted one, I believe that this young person is guilty of stabbing Michael Jackson in the back. And that's reprehensible. And
so now it's the kid's fault. It's the American public's fault.
I didn't say that Michael was without blame.
Well, you're going there though, that the little kids are stabbing him in the back.
Well, he's had two children stab him in the back. All he wanted to do was be their friend.
Well, he possibly sexually molested them. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about the Michael Jackson situation. Daniel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Daniel, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dan. I'm a truck driver. I listen to radio log talk shows, and I find it amazing that the
Very good, Dan.
I find it amazing that the doctor actually finds excuses for Mike's behavior when the guy is definitely sick. I mean, he's set out
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
He's set out to court 10 years ago for millions of dollars. A guilty man won't handle for millions of dollars if they're not guilty.
Well, I don't say he's not guilty. What I say is he's an innocent. If a flower is guilty of being beautiful,
how can you?
Then huh?
How can you turn around and call his two ex-wives white trash?
Well, look at them.
Do you know them?
I beg your pardon?
Do you know them?
Well, Lisa Marie Presley is well-known trash. I think that...
Wait a minute. How do you mean she's well-known trash?
Well, you said that he was married to two white trash women.
Well, he
was forced to turn himself white. He wasn't forced to turn himself white.
Well, how else was he going to be accepted at cocktail parties at the Elizabeth Taylor house? You see what I'm saying?
Well, when I come back from Vietnam, I was spit at, thrown rocks at. Did I go out and turn around and start shooting all protesters or peace-loving people? I would have had an excuse, according to you.
This man,
forced to do that.
Daniel, this man has pain that we cannot know because he's a black man.
Black has nothing to do with it.
Well, then, what did you bring up Vietnam for?
You should give Jeffrey Dahmer another chance.
I'd love to, except he was beaten to death about 7 years ago.
I realize that.
So that's not going
to
happen.
He deserves a third chance when it comes to child molestation.
I agree with Daniel.
He deserves a third chance.
The man is going to be charged with a crime by the Santa Barbara authorities, Dr. Sadler, I should say. And what we need to do is figure out, quite frankly, how perhaps an individual like this can escape apprehension.
Escape apprehension? It's the very fan base of Michael Jackson, you, Phil, and you, Daniel, that forced his hand down the shorts of every young child because...
Are you going to get on that kick again that it was my fault?
Well, Daniel, you're a fan of his, aren't you?
How can you say it's the American people's fault?
Aren't you?
I mean,
Don't you know a Michael Jackson song that you're fond of?
What about, okay, according to you?
I like that
he
song.
He came up with that song, Cop Killer. He's,
no, he did not. No, you fool. That wasn't him. That was that Ice-T jackass.
Right, I take that back.
No, Michael Jackson did the song, You Know I'm Bad, Get On It. You know that one, right?
No, I was talking about the song, and Michael didn't do the song, but that Cop Killer. If people start going out and shooting cops, are you going to blame the guy that did that song?
All I'm saying, Michael, is if you like a Michael Jackson song, you shoved your hand down a Boy Scout shorts. Thank you and good night.
Well, you need to learn to,
listen to,
this. Learn to be punished for what they do.
Absolutely.
They need to answer for that. They need to answer to their actions.
You're absolutely right, Daniel. And Michael Jackson will be, if he's guilty, will be brought to justice. Thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. 1-800-449-86. Thank you and good night. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Get back on the phone, okay?
Why?
Because you're still on the phone.
I thought it was a very dramatic way of leaving your show, and what do you want to push it for?
Well, then why don't you hang the phone up, man? Thank you and good night. And then what, do you leave the phone now so we can hear what it sounds like?
Screw you. What do you want?
I want to keep talking about this. I've got a couple of more minutes on this subject of Michael Jackson's alleged behavior being the fault of everybody else. That's all. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. First of all, it's a total cop-out to say that it's everybody else's fault. And second of all, a few years ago, when somebody didn't know the magnitude of their own actions, they were considered not guilty by reason of insanity. But now they're considered guilty but insane, and those people go to mental institutions, and that's where Michael Jackson belongs if he doesn't realize what he's doing is wrong.
Good point. Your response, Doctor?
I think that it's... First of all, I'd like to ask both of you gentlemen a question. Who's, of the three of us, who's the doctor? Chris?
Well, you are the doctor, but you're not really sounding very much like a very intelligent doctor.
Well,
right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, but the point is, well, you can, you know, the point is I'm the doctor.
Yeah.
So where do you guys get off telling me?
Well, we're allowed to, you know, really, I mean, all you're stating is your opinion, which is no different than my opinion. You're
exactly.
not backing it up with facts.
Exactly.
You're just stating an opinion.
And
so, really, you and I
you.
Are both on the same plane right now. It doesn't matter that you're a doctor.
I agree with Chris. I mean, just because you say you're a doctor.
But the fact of the matter, let me tell you guys a story about Mary Shelley's character, Frankenstein. Frankenstein was a freak created by a mad scientist. One day, Frankenstein escapes from the laboratory and finds a little girl picking flowers and throwing them into a pond. If you saw the film, you saw this scene where Frankenstein sees the little girl throwing something beautiful into the pond. So he himself wants to throw something beautiful into the pond, a flower, if you will. But it's the little girl that he chooses to throw into the water and thus kills the child. When we come to the end of the story, the villagers with their torches lit are chasing Frankenstein up the hillside to his eventual death at the windmill. Aren't we behaving the same way toward Michael Jackson? A freak, yes. A monster, perhaps. But an innocent man who is being chased by villagers with torches to his death.
No,
thank you and good night.
I think that's the old King Kong. King Kong, Beauty Killed the Beast.
Yeah, the Beauty and the Beast,
and
the whole King Kong
thing. All it's designed to do
is to create sympathy
from us for him
and
to excuse the behavior.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you, Chris.
Yeah,
shove it.
Listen to him, shove it. All right, Chris, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Frankenstein, huh?
You got it.
Hang up your phone or get on the phone.
Sorry.
Dr. Jim Sadler on The Phil Hendry Show with Why Michael Jackson Did What He Did. And,
Phil, I'd like to tell you a story about Cinderella. So years ago...
Never mind.